How did you like the screening today?
Well, I think it was overwhelming and it was very exciting, and I was very impressed with the movie, with the documentary and the turn-up, the people who came. Very interesting.
For me, I would first to say thanks to the Berlin people, the festival guys. And the movie, it was fantastic. You know, they just told the story the way it was. No hidden things. Like, you know, you get in some documentaries lately, you get all things are made up. But it was a true reality show. So it was fantastic, yeah.
The reality we can see in the movie is your reality every day, yeah. I think. And you're continuously working with the kids.
Yeah.
Even now, you're training for the next championship or still doing football?
Besides training them for the next championship, it's my job. Every day I deal with them. So, yeah, I am working with them. They also participating in different programs, not just only football. There's surfing, there's art, there's outreach. You know, we do have all different programs still. So, yeah.
Can you tell us about the other programs?
Okay, well, we have an outreach program where it's a group of social workers and former street children who go to the kids on the street. And at the same time, on the documentary, you saw the kids who came into the center where we call safe space, and we provide nutrition and we provide counseling, like one-on-one with the social worker. And we provide like a group counseling, you know, where we have to deal with the traumas of individual child, and we deal with the traumas of them, the kids in the group. And we have a reintegration program where we take them back home. But again, it's difficult to take a child from an abusive family. That's where our social workers come in. They go with the child and assess the situation at home to find out why the child went home, ran away from home. If the child ran away from home because of abuses, we find other alternatives, like find extended families, you know, relatives, uncles, or we find children's home. You know, and if they can't afford, the child ran away from home because of poverty, no school fees, we provide the school fees, we provide the food parcel for the kids, so the child is able to stay at home. Yeah.
That would have been my next question. Is there another place? Because for some reasons, some of the kids say, no, I wouldn't go home even if I had a chance, because it was an abusive situation and so on. So.
They're still involved in our center. I'm happy to announce that we have a 24/7 center. We're running the center 24/7, so they are staying with us. Those kids are being abused as we are trying to solve their problems. They are still with us. They're staying over until we find another solution. Yeah.
So there's a place to sleep now as well.
As Biza said, we open for 24/7. You know, we like an emergency center. They come in, they stay. However, we can't let them stay for more than 3 months. Mm. While they stay at our center, they have to, we prepare them into community life. Like, if you go back home, this is what you will have to do at home.
Like,
yes, you wake up, you know, you help in the kitchen. If you help with the chores, you don't just wake up and leave the house without making the bed, without helping your parents. No, we're introducing them to all those kind of life. And at the same time, we provide nutrition, you know, where we provide 3 meals a day. You know, we have breakfast, we have lunch, and we have dinner.
And the kids can come and fall out again?
Yes, yeah, because we are a drop-in center. Kids, they can come in and out whenever they like. That's what's the meaning of a drop-in center. We're not a children's home. We're in a children's home. You stay in a children's home for permanent. Whereas for us, they can come in and out as much as they want.
And we can't force them to stay in when they don't feel like they are welcome to come in. And then if they just want to come only for nutrition, that's fine. That's a first step to a change. And that's where we take that opportunity to do something with them. Yeah.
And if we see some playing football, it's another life. Do you try to give them a structure for the day as well? So.
Well, so there is a structure in our organization, you know, from like, let's say from 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock it's breakfast, at 9 o'clock they all get ready to do the programs. You know, they go surfing, they soccer at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, there's social working, counseling, individuals. So we all have a program. We all have a structure. Because if a child doesn't live according to a routine, you know, they end up like not to feel safe because they don't know, they're just doing anything, they can hurt themselves. But if they have a routine, you know, they know that, okay, this is what I have to do. It's 9 o'clock, I have to do this. And it's 10 o'clock, I have to do that. So that's what Mtombo tries to do, to make them feel safe by creating routines and schedule for them.
Yeah. Also adding on that, also the kids themselves, they assist us with the rules, because we can have our own rules, but you know, if you don't involve them, I mean, most of the time they won't always follow your rules, but it is nice when you participating, you put them in when you set up the rules, and tell they must come up with the ideas what they would like to see happening, what is not what is wrong and what is not wrong, you know, all those things. So whenever they make mistake, you remind them, okay, you guys listed these rules, so this is what we can't do. I mean, like in the soccer too, everywhere you go, you have to have certain rules, you know. So they know when they come, for an example, when they come to a soccer, they know they can't be sniffing glue, they don't smoke, all that stuff. So as the time goes on, you know, there are times where you have to just not to always stress about rules, but you have to reminding them and also understand that they are human beings, they make mistakes, just like the other guys, yeah.
What's the situation for the kids on the street at the moment? Are there more kids now, or is it getting better? Do more kids stay with their families, or?
I think, you know, it's getting...
I mean, after the Football World Championship, where everybody looked to, oh, South Africa is in the focus of the world now, and what's now?
I think, you know what, the situation of street children is not as bad as it was like 5 years ago. You know, like 5 years ago, we dealt about like 1,000 kids, lots of kids, like 1,000 kids on the street. Whereas now, 2010, 2011, there's plus minus 200 children, you know. And how do we know about this? Because children, they come into our centers and we have people who go to them on the street, you know, and we have numbers. Every time you go to a street, you have to write the numbers of the kids that you see on the street, you know. And then at the same time, you find the kids who come on the street with the families, you know, but that's changing as well, you know, and it's changing through the programs that they are run by Mtombo and other organizations. And at the same time, you know, they used to be the officials, they will round up the children and put them far, far, far away, you know, but that's not happening anymore. You know, that's a campaign we fought against, you know, and that's one of the changes that's been amazing for the kids on the street.
That's great. What are you going to do when you're back in South Africa? Are you going to show the kids a movie as well?
Definitely. Because they've seen it, part of it, but they haven't seen all of it. So definitely we will be showing them, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to have our own screening, you know. I think, yeah, we'll have all the kids who were in the movie signing some autograph for other kids. It's going to be amazing, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so thanks for the interview.